You're listening to a Discovery Vitality podcast. Our expert guests help you manage your fitness, health, and mental well-being. During an official state of lockdown due to the coronavirus, you might feel despondent about fitness without your outdoor run or a session in the gym. But there are ways to stay fit inside your home. Today, I speak to Dinesh Govender, Vitality CEO. I want to know what tips he has for us to keep moving so that we can keep up our mood and what Vitality is doing to support us. So Dinesh, it's great to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Zanya, it's great to be on the show. Love to talk to you more about Vitality at Home and what we're doing to make people physically active while they're in lockdown, but also to get them thinking about being more mentally well.
Yeah, so let's get straight to it, because in addition to an exciting mental well-being program, which is coming up, you've also introduced Vitality at Home. So how have you modified and supplemented Vitality to respond to the challenges that have been brought about by this pandemic?
Well, I mean, just to pause on these challenges, they truly are unprecedented, and it creates lots of anxiety for people, not just in the normal sense of, you know, a big change in their lives, but also trying to figure out, when will this end? You know, how do I continue to remain healthy? How do I exercise? How do I keep my mental well-being in the context of this much sort of change and angst? And it's perfectly normal for people to be feeling anxious or sad at times right now. And we just wanted to find ways in which to help them. What we did in this case was we launched Vitality at Home, completely redesigned Vitality for this stay-at-home period. Vitality members love the gym. They love going to gym. They love working out. They love going out for runs and cycles. And we love rewarding them for doing so. And so they've been under immense pressure to figure out, well, what now? So what we've done over this period is we worked with our gym partners. So Virgin Active has come to the table in terms of providing fitness instructors as well. And we've created an entire home workout channel. So we've got the Vitality Home Workout channel, where there's a structured set of, a scheduled set of events, live and videoed, where you get yoga, high intensity, kiddies classes. In fact, there's every day there's a workout with Jeff at 8 a.m., which is an absolute knockout. So what people do with these classes is, you know, they're still able to work out, use their heart rate device or their smartphone to capture their step count, and still continue to earn vitality points and maintain their health. So that's the one way in which we're really, really helping our members over this period. But we've extended it beyond there and into other areas that are important for health. One of them is, of course, eating healthily. So we created a home cooking channel with lots of tips on healthy food recipes. But it's not just about the recipes. This really is a time where people are feeling it financially. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty around how the economy is going to pan out. So we decided, why don't we double our Vitality healthy food benefit over this period? So you know, Zanya, that our members typically get 25% off their healthy food at Pick and Pay or Woolworths. What we've done is we've doubled that. So for the next two cycles, they'll get 50% off their healthy food at Pick and Pay or Woolworths. Quite an incredible benefit. We really hope members use that to cook healthy meals at home over this period.
Oh, nothing sweeter than getting the notification about that credit back into your account, for instance, your Vitality Money account, because you've behaved so well. It's absolutely a sweet moment.
It's really, really something we hope members love. And you mentioned account. Discovery members who have Discovery bank accounts get a further boost on that. So they could get up to 100% off their healthy food paid for over this period. And we really hope they put that to good use.
You've thought about the physical. You've thought about what we're putting into our mouths. And what I'm also curious about is the mental well-being and how the program you've designed around that and the assessments that are involved.
So this is actually a critical element of this period. You know, you often hear the saying, healthy mind, healthy body. And for us, mental well-being is critical. It's got a very strong link to physical health. In fact, more than, you know, people with mental health issues are more than twice as likely to adopt unhealthy lifestyle behaviors and 60% more likely to be diagnosed with preventable chronic conditions. So it really, really is something we need to tackle over this period. And by the way, this is a tough period. You know, you've got Adrian Gore spoke to staff, and he mentioned a Harvard Business Review article where David Kessler, who's an expert on, of all things, grief, spoke about the fact that as a nation and as a world right now, you know, at an individual and a completely collective level, we are grieving like we've never grieved before. There's a loss of normalcy. There's, you know, sort of the economic woes. There's a loss of connectivity or connectedness with other people. And there's uncertainty about the future. So all of these contribute to, you know, situations which cause anxiety and depression. So mental health is critical at this point in time, and we're trying to get people into that space. So, mm-hmm. so we've done a couple of things on mental well-being over this period. If you Google and go to our Vitality at Home page, you'll see the links to our mental well-being channel, where we're busy loading videos in terms of tips for mindfulness, tips for how to sleep better, and other ways in which to be mentally well. But you mentioned assessments, and I guess it starts with having an understanding of your mental well-being. And we've got a set of assessments as part of our program that measures resilience, depression, anxiety, sleep, drinking, as well as general well-being. And we give 500 vitality points for completing the assessment. That goes live in a week on the mental well-being Vitality at Home website. So that's sort of a good starting point in terms of getting a sense for where you are. But the tips and tools and articles on knowing and improving your mental well-being on the website itself are great, and I encourage everyone, not just our Vitality members, but any South Africans to go to find out how to stay mentally fit at home. I mean, there's really, you know, just to expand on that for a second, there's really five pillars to our mental well-being program within Vitality. The first is, and, you know, you'd probably guess this, physical activity. Right. Yeah. Getting physically active is, you know, is a great way to reduce your anxiety and to help treat depression. It really, really is a powerful force in mental well-being. The second is an interesting one, which is mindfulness, right? How to practice mindful techniques so that you're present in the moment, so that your mind doesn't race to negative or unwanted thoughts.
Mm.
The third is sleep. And over a period like this, you know, many people may be on the couch, may be lying in bed, but are they getting quality sleep that actually improves their mental well-being? The fourth is staying connected. And here, really, technology's really made a big difference.
Yeah.
Staying connected when you're locked in your own home is something that, you know, just a decade ago would have been completely traumatic. But today, if you use the right technology, if you're using, you know, the phone and WhatsApp and FaceTime and Zoom and House Party, you're able to stay connected with many people out there, and this is a critical element of your mental well-being. The fifth pillar is around counseling and clinical elements, and this one's important to know because, you know, we keep talking about mental well-being and vitality, but really at times you may be prone to mental illness, and at that point it is time to actually go into the healthcare system and seek professional help. And I think those are the five pillars that we've tried to cover in Vitality at Home, so that people have access to the right information when they need it.
I want us to focus now on the benefits, because we need to understand the benefits of each one and why they are so important to have in the program and to incentivize people in prioritizing them. But under lockdown, you know, while socially with social distancing, physical activity can really be one of the first things to go out the window. So why is it important to stay active? What does it contribute to our overall well-being and the benefits?
What we found, like at an intrinsic level, is and there was a study done that was published in The Lancet Psychiatry last year on this. Individuals who exercise have 43% fewer days of poor mental health than individuals who don't. And you know, if you're going to be in lockdown at home with lots of anxiety, you know, I think the moment if you stop moving, you're going to be in a worse off situation. So I think it's never been more important than now to ensure that all our members and actually all South Africans are moving, whether they're running on the spot, hopping up and down, doing burpees or lunges or squats, but just getting the blood pumping at this point in time is critical for not just physical health, but mental health. I mean, there's all the other knock-on impacts of sort of, you know, weight management, ensuring that you're healthy, that your heart healthy, that your respiratory system is in top condition. Because we all know that, you know, physical activity helps reduce the onset of chronic conditions such as cardiorespiratory conditions, as well as even cancer.
So what does the academic research say as far as depression and mental illness? Because from what I believe, we are seeing greater evidence of this connection.
That's right. From an academic research, you'll find that you know, any form of exercise is associated with a lower mental health burden. 10 to 22% reduction versus someone who's not exercising. And when and this is not just for mental well-being, but even for serious mental health issues. So, for example, there was a study done in 2016 by the Journal of Psychiatric Research, and what they found that in people with depression, exercise had a large antidepressant effect compared with inactive members or inactive people in the study. So there really is exercise and physical activity really is part of the antidote to mental health, mental illness, and we need to encourage it over this period. The reason this is so important for us is we've been looking at the data, Azania, and as soon as the lockdown started, members started exercising less. You know, it's only natural. You find yourself in a different space. You're used to exercising in your gym or with your buddy, and you've got to find a new way to get active. And that's why we've put so much effort on the Vitality Home Workout channel to get people to find new ways to exercise in the confines of their own home.
So take me through some of the changes as far as how we earn points is concerned, because that's also had to change, as you've just painted the picture that many more of us are not working out to the levels that we used to.
If you do have a heart rate monitor, you're in a great space. If you take most of the high-intensity workouts that we've put up on our home workout channel, the odds are in a 30-minute session there, you'll get your 300 points. So I think someone with a heart rate monitor that's been getting vitality points for physical activity is set over this period. Just go to Vitality at Home and pick a workout and you're good to go. On the for people who registered, who got their points by gym visits alone, they've been more challenged. And what we've recommended is that if they don't have, well, whether it's the gym or whether it's a park run. So what we've encouraged with them is, you know, put your cell phone in your pocket and then do one of our workouts. Or walk around the garden or walk around your apartment. By doing 5,000 steps a day, you're going to get points, and you're going to get 50 points. By doing 10,000, registering 10,000 steps a day on your smartphone, you're going to get 100 points. And you'll do that during one of the workouts or just by walking around. Now, what's very important for people are their weekly active rewards. And many people had goals of, you know, 500, 600, 700, 800, and 900 points. Now, it's easy to get 900 points if you're going to gym often and going to park runs. But if all of a sudden the gyms are shut and park runs are closed down for now and you're stuck at home, you know, this is going to be very, very difficult. What we've done so that people don't lose motivation is we've dropped the weekly active rewards goal to a maximum of 300 points. Now, 300 points is nothing if you've got a heart rate monitor, because you're going to get it within. So if you've got an Apple Watch with us or a Huawei or Samsung device, you're fine. You're good to go. But if you don't, now you can still close your weekly active rewards goal by putting your phone in your pocket and walking 5,000 steps 6 times a week, or walking 10,000 steps 3 times a week, and you've hit your goal.
Oh, fantastic. So I want to know about you. What are you doing differently? What have you latched onto to help you get through this process? Which is your favorite?
So I must say, this process has been challenging, but I started working from home a week before the lockdown, I found a few things have helped me a lot. And from a routine perspective, you know, I'm on a stationary bike 3 times a week. And I've got an Apple Watch, so I'm able to hit my rewards goals. But the goal I've set myself on top of that is to, and this may sound like a mediocre goal, but I think it's important to have some goal over this period, is to maintain my weight. I think it's very easy if you're at home to go and visit the fridge 10 times a day.
Or the snack. So
the goal I've set myself is not that I won't eat chocolate or that I won't eat ice cream. In fact, I am having both of those things in between my healthy meals, but in moderation, because I'm weighing myself every morning. So I think, you know, the goal I set is maintain my weight and build some body muscle. And what I've done in that respect is add a little bit of strength training in between some of my meetings. Whether it's push-ups or squats or lunges, I'm doing a little bit of movement in between meetings that's outside of my normal exercise routines. That's one. The second is I work long hours and I normally never have dinner with my family. So over this period, even though they're still not seeing me during the day, even though I'm literally in the other room, we started having dinner together, which has been sort of transformational for me in terms of feeling more connected to them. And the third thing I've done is really on the sleep side. So I'm used to sort of staying on Twitter or watching the news as I go to bed. But just given the sense of angst out there right now and the sense of angst on Twitter as well, I'm doing that a bit early in the evening. So before going to bed, I'm doing more relaxing stuff.
That sounds like great advice. I think we can learn a lot from what you've implemented. Thank you so much, Dinesh. It was invigorating hearing about all the things that we can do differently to continue being well. Thank you, Dinesh.
Thanks, Azania. Great to be chatting with you.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery Vitality. Stay healthy, stay rewarded. Visit the Discovery Vitality website for more.